This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Concerns over feed prices. Gary Genske of Genske Molder, who is very busy this time of year, is also monitoring the feed outlook.
Even though we have a higher milk price, I've had phone conversations this morning. Three dairy clients tell us that they're having difficulty getting feed at a reasonable enough price in spite of the milk price increases, number one. And then number two, we're keeping a close eye on the impending rail strike and what that could mean to further increase the feed prices for dairies.
Tell me a little bit about the rail strike or what you know about it.
Well, there is an impending rail strike. We keep talking about logistics and selling dairy products, particularly through our ports, where boats are going back empty instead of filled with our dairy products that are to be exported. And that's another whole discussion, but that's products going out and logistics and problems with our ports around the country to deliver exports. But now all of a sudden we have within the United States an impending rail strike, and grain commodities are delivered by way of rail to most places around the country. And without rail service moving the commodities that we need on our dairy farms, we're going to be in trouble. You talk about high grain prices now. Wait until the rail strike when there's only a few loads of grain available for a whole lot of buyers. We do have commodity barns, and we can bring in, you know, several loads of each of our commodities. So we may have to do that. We may have to stock up and not be short. Obviously, if we're short of grain commodities, our production is going to take a hit, which is further going to reduce the supply of milk being produced without the proper grain commodities. And this could have the next layer of problems for our dairies.
Gary, you're dealing primarily with dairy producers out west. And of course, the headlines these days are the historical drought conditions.
We are cautiously optimistic that this year we will have sufficient water. The tree crops have been given enough water because, you know, if you don't water trees right, they'll just simply die. The row crop guys have had to set land aside and not use their land for summer crops like corn and even alfalfa. And that has contributed, at least in the West, toward much higher prices for corn silage and for alfalfa. There's probably a $25 a ton difference between the Midwest corn and silage prices than what there is in the West because of the drought conditions. But we're optimistically hopeful that so far it looks pretty good, and counting on a little bit more rain that we would normally get, we might be able to see through this year okay, but we're still dependent on a few more of these onshore storms coming through.
Through the years in the dairy industry, every month the milk production report seems to be going up, but that trend seems to be changing these days.
After 2014, the European Union had acquired from the dairy industry a considerable powder inventory. Several European countries have been subsidizing dairy by buying it and storing it. Well, those countries have worked through that inventory, and so we're relying on current production. Well, as prices have been low around the world for dairy farmers, many have gone out of business. And what else has happened is dairy farmers have come to the realization that they've been raising far too many heifers, and so have gradually diminished their heifer populations, only what they need for their own replacements, and not raising too many with the expectation of growing and expanding from within with these low milk prices over the last 5-6 years. And so our heifer population are down, so the growth potential is down.
It's like quality instead of quantity these days.
Yeah, and I'm truly amazed how improvements in upgrading breeding. I mean, anybody in the dairy business today needs to stay in the dairy business because they're pretty good at what they do. We're down to under, 30,000 dairies now in this country, and those who have survived since we had 600,000 dairies a few decades ago, we're down to 30,000, and the only reason they're still in business is because they're good at what they do, and breeding is one of the improvements that has been realized.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Genske, certified public accountant with Genske Molder & Company, also treasurer of the National Dairy Producers Organization. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.